goose, or did you hear sad news come from the castle? Your father banned me from his land in Barbary to tussle, for asking to be yours for life, being of birth so humble. The desert is to be my wife, to sand my hopes to crumble. But how to take my leave from you, and to increase our distance, and spend my life without your kiss, your comfort and assistance. Your tidings, Erotocritus, poison and bile so bitter, my ears that heard them are on fire, my eyes with tears and glitter. Not even once I could deny the sweet and painful yearning, though I can feel now in my heart the tree you planted burning. Another love can never grow, and never can it flower, where love like this has taken root and has me in its power. Hush, Aretusa, wipe your tears and leave your mournful grieving. But listen and remember well my words before I'm leaving. To me you'll always be a dream, that daylight came to finish, a candle bright that once I held, but rain came to diminish. Wherever I may spend my days, whatever may befall me, my eyes will see no other face, nor other's arms will hold me. Your face is painted on my mind, to shine there and to glisten, and it is painted by myself in colors red and crimson. For from my heart, my very blood, I used to draw your features, and there is none more beautiful among the worldly creatures. Then Aretusa pulls a ring from fingers long and slender, and with her tears she washed it bright, so that he would remember. And says to him, where is my love, through happiness and trouble? And every time you think of me, my thoughts of you will double. I may be young, and yet my life, I'm not afraid of losing. 100 deaths can never change my passion or my choosing. For I'd prefer this loving death to another love and living. Since I was born, my body and soul to you were meant for giving.